This case goes from the 1940s to 1960s. In 1940, John R. Neal began releasing his own installments to the Oz series, beginning with The Wonder City of Oz. Next came The Scalawagons of Oz in 1941, and Lucky Bucky in Oz, 1942. With that is the dust jacket, with a message from Neal promoting war bonds for World War II. John Neal passed away that next year, leaving a draft for another book, The Runaway in Oz, which Riley and Lee never published. It wouldn't be released until 1995 by Books of Wonder. After Neal's death, writer Jack Snow took over. He was a reader of Baum since childhood. In fact, when L. Frank Baum died, a 12-year-old Snow offered to continue the stories, but was politely turned down. Jack Snow published two more official Oz books, those being The Magical Mimics in Oz in 1946 and The Shaggy Man of Oz in 1949. After Snow, two more books were written, Rachel Cosgrove's Hidden Valley of Oz in 1951 and Eloise McGraw and her daughter Lauren McGraw's Merry-Go-Round in Oz in 1963. The latter would be the last official Oz book published, closing off what's referred to as the Famous 40. On the right is an invitation letter to a reception for Congressman Robert Dornan, hosted by Ronald Reagan and Pat Boone, and held at the home of Jack Haley in Beverly Hills. On the third shelf, there's a set of figurines from 1966 dubbed Ozkins, released by the Aurora Company, promoting the children's TV cartoon Off to See the Wizard. In front, there's another set painted by children. Behind those is a General Electric show-and-tell picture sound program record. When used with the toy player, it would work like a ViewMaster and synced up corresponding images with audio from the record. To the right is a fairy tale-themed record player from the 1950s, on which can be seen an illustration of the Tin Man and Scarecrow. On the next shelf is a series of Wizard of Oz string holders. Before tape was widely used, holders like these would keep rolls of strings, like twine or yarn, for easy access. They would be held behind these masks and the string would be pulled out of the mouths to the desired length and was then cut with scissors. On the bottom shelf are many other Oz product tie-ins, such as a Wizard of Oz trash can, a puzzle, sheet music, a storybook which features the Tin Man and Scarecrow, illustrated by W.W. Denslow, two flying monkey candle holders from a New Orleans Mardi Gras carnival, a ceramic cup with the likeness of Frank Morgan, a Halloween bucket of the Scarecrow, as well as a statue of the Scarecrow. Behind that is Jack Snow's book, Who's Who in Oz, a detailed description of all the characters from the books.